Hi, Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, in this one, we're going to go back to April 8th of 1970. And this is the Giants at home. They've lost the home opener 8-5 to the Houston Astros. This is game number two at Candlestick. It's a night game. 4,399 out there. It's game two to see this game between Denver LeMaster, the pitcher, the lefty for Houston, and the great Mike McCormick for the San Francisco Giants. So it's game two of the season, game two of the series, Houston and the Giants, Candlestick Park, April 8th, 1970.
A lot was going on here, Marty. Mike McCormick made the start, as you mentioned. That would have been Gaylord Perry's turn, usually, as the number two pitcher behind Juan Marichal. But the Giants had made a ill-advised exhibition season trip to Japan that year, and Juan Marichal received a penicillin shot, and he's allergic to penicillin. It almost killed him. Juan opened the season on a disabled list, so that set the Giants' rotation back a bit. The NL West was a fascinating, riveting five-team race going down the wire the previous year, and a lot of people thought Houston, the opposition for the Giants on this night, might be a favorite to win the division. And, of course, the Giants still had some of their classic players, Mays and McCovey and Bobby Bonds, coming into his own. So this is an early look at, you know, how the West might go.
All right, very good open for Chris. Good information. All right, here's the lineup for the Astros. It's Joe Morgan, Alou, Wynn, Davis, Rader, Menke, Bob Watson, John Edwards, and Denver LeMaster, the lefty, came over from the Braves. For the Giants, Bobby Bonds, rookie Alan Gallagher, the local favorite, Mays, McCovey, Ken Henderson, Dick Dietz, Fuentes, Lanier, and Mike McCormick. And Chris, I'll say it again, every time I read these names, these are baseball players, extraordinary. They're just terrific. All right, here's the way this one goes. McCormick and LeMaster, no score going into the Houston fifth inning, and Rader hits a home run, his first of the year, and Astros go up 1-0. He gets Menke, Watson, and Edwards out. In the Giants' sixth, they come back and go ahead, Chris, because Mays gets a ground out. McCovey a single. Henderson pops out to the catcher, and now they go ahead on a two-run homer by Dick Dietz. So now they're up 2-1. Now it's the Houston seventh inning. Davis grounds out. Rader walks. Menke a base hit. And Watson, good baseball, fielder's choice, and the Astros tie it up 2-2. Mike McCormick's gone. Goes seven innings, six hits, four runs, three earned, a walk, and a strikeout. McMahon and Lindsay now finish the last two innings for the Giants, but it's 2-2. Houston eighth, Jim Beachum. He was a former minor leaguer. I remember him from Atlanta. Hits a pinch-hit home run to put the Astros up. Morgan gets a base hit. Steals second, goes to third on an error by Dick Dietz. Dietz and a pass ball. Holy cow. And now the Astros are up 4-2. Now it gets interesting in the Giants' eighth inning. Jack Billingham, who goes on to fame with the Reds, a very famous pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds in the World Series, he starts it off against the Giants in the eighth. Dietz and Fuentes go out. Hal Lanier gets a base hit, goes to second on a wild pitch. Chris, Steve Whitaker, boy, how about that name, doubles to make it 4-3. Ron Hunt, a single to center, 4-4. And then the local kid, Alan Gallagher, he's a rookie season for him, doubles to right field to put the Giants up 5-4, a three-run rally against Jack DeLauro, and the Giants now go up 5-4. How about Alan Gallagher?
Alan Gallagher hit over 400 or close to 400 the first month or so. They just couldn't get him out. And fans were excited because he was the first native San Franciscan, came from the Mission District, to play for the Giants. And he was nicknamed Dirty Al because he had a habit of getting his uniform dirty when he played, whether he was diving for a ball or diving for an extra base. He was exciting. He was electrifying. So much was happening in that early season. Alan Gallagher was hitting. You mentioned Dick Dietz in the two-run homer. He went on to make the All-Star team that year. And if you look at the Giants' final offensive statistics, almost the whole lineup of 1-8, it was a big offensive year for the Giants. To come back from a deficit like they did, it wasn't that big a deal.
Well, good analysis by Chris there. Mike McCormick gets traded to the Yankees on July 20th of 1970 for lefty John Cumberland. How about that?
Well, that was exciting because the same team that had gotten rid of me at the end of the 62 season and thought that I was washed up was the same team that made a trade to bring me back as kind of a journeyman left-hander, a short reliever, a long reliever, spot starter, and to come back and have that great year for them, it was kind of like a, you know, well, here, this will show you. But it was very rewarding, very happy.
McCormick as a Giant is 107-96, and as Chris said in one of our earlier shows, is a Cy Young Award winner in 1967. For Alan Mitchell, Edward George, Patrick Henry Gallagher, a first-round pick, number 14 in the draft, June 8, 1965, by the Giants. He has 4 years in San Francisco, 11 homers, 260, 332, and a 349 slugging. He's traded to the Angels April the 14th of 1973 for infielder Bruce Miller. But Chris, on this day, Alan Gallagher, the local hero, game-winning hit, 3-for-4, and in his rookie season, 266, 335 on base, 376 slugging, 4 homers, and 28 RBIs. And as you said it, Chris, I say these names, boy, this is a team that could play baseball.
Marty, these were the Giants. They really were. You know, they talk about the forever Giants, and I think people will remember the Alan Gallaghers, the Ken Hendersons, Mike McCormick. Maybe they weren't great stars, but they were kind of like the, I guess, the underpinnings, if you will, of the big stars like Mays and McCovey. You know, so many strata or levels, I guess you would say, of fine ball players, and not just on the Giants, on every major league club. You know, look at that Houston team. They had some, you know, great names on that roster. It was a great time for the major leagues, I think, at that juncture.
Well, it's game two of the season. The Reds win the division 102-60. That's the big red machine. The Dodgers 87-74, the Giants 86-76, and they end up 16 games out. Houston ends up 79-83. You're right, Chris. All the teams were pretty good. McMahon gets the win, Don McMahon. Lindsay the save, DeLauro the loss. But it's Giants 5, Astros 4, second game of the season, and 1970 is underway. This is another great game in Giants franchise history.